I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A year ago, the world cheered as rescuers saved four members of the Wild Boar youth soccer team and their coach from an underground cave in Thailand. They'd been trapped for more than 2 weeks by ever-rising floodwaters. One of the rescued boys, Adun, is part of Compassion International's sponsorship program. Compassion's Tim Glenn.
Considering the situation that he was put in, he's doing incredibly well. He has traveled to the United States. He's appeared on television shows. Most importantly, his faith has grown since he endured this ordeal, and he's using this as an opportunity to teach others about patience and hope. He's also been given an opportunity to study in the United States. I just pray that if that is what God's will is for him, that God would just open those doors.
And the first ever Day of the Christian Martyr fell on June 29th of this year. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says he hopes this day, a recognition of individuals who've given everything for Christ, becomes part of the North American Church's regular calendar.
It's a day really to honor the example, honor the sacrifice of those who gave their lives for Christ, as well as hopefully sort of spend some time in self-reflection on what would I give up.
VOM USA and other groups recognize June 29 because it's the anniversary of the Apostle Paul's own martyrdom. Still, other individuals remember the gravity of self-sacrifice year-round.
As far as how we can pray, I think we can continue to pray for the families of the martyrs.
Look for the story at missionnews.org to watch the Day of the Martyr ceremonies. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News. As God stirs your heart for what we've shared today, we'd love to hear from you. And we're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. If you're not sure how to join, find the instructions at our website. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.